Welcome to Discipleship's 24/7 podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. This is exciting to be here, and I hope you're excited because this is a brand new year, brand new day. It's been a while since we had a podcast, and so let's start off. The theme for January is, you know, we're talking about New Year resolution. And if you haven't, go check out the Sunday's message, Sunday's YouTube message that we did on the book of Haggai, and talk about new beginnings, new year, and you're welcome to join us for that. This morning we're still talking about. We're still talking about the word new, right? We're still talking about the new beginnings or new season. You know, you look at the word new, it says different from one of the same that existed before. That means that change took place. That means changes is there. And so we look at that as different. It should be different. It should be different. It should be a new beginning. You know, it should be something that everyone can see, not just ourselves. It goes to this, and the podcast passage that's going to take us through is here in First John. This is in the book of John, chapter 3, starting with verse 1. It says, "There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. 'Rabbi,' he said, 'we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evident that God is with you.' Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, unless you can be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.' 'What do you mean?' exclaimed Nicodemus. 'How can an old man go back to his mother's womb and be born again?' Jesus replied, 'I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only one human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell it where it comes from or where it's going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. How are these things possible?' Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, 'You are a respectful Jewish leader, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and what have seen, and yet you won't believe the testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things?' So born again means a birth, a new. And John talks about how humans are only born once, so that we can all understand, that we all relate to that point. But here Jesus was telling Nicodemus that being born again is necessary to enter the kingdom of God. And so when we look at this passage, a challenge comes to mind. A challenge comes to mind. And that challenge is perhaps our walk with God is not good. Perhaps our walk with God has some potholes. Perhaps a walk of God has rough patches in the road. perhaps our walk with God is uneven. And that's where we, right now, in this new year, again, I know a lot of people don't like the word New Year's resolution, but we can learn some things that resolution means that we're thinking about a change, we're desiring a change, we're looking at change. And again, go check out that Sunday live stream message on YouTube, because we're talking about new. And the song that I was playing for us was by Lincoln Brewster, I'm Made New. And maybe 2022 was a crummy year for you. Maybe 2022 had some rough spots. And that's where we kind of say, I'm made new. And the challenge for us in this passage of John chapter 3, 1 through 12, our challenge is this. Our challenge is that when we grow, we must choose to submit our will to God. Sure, we could reflect what 2022 has brought us, the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, the not so hot. But we need to grow and choose to submit our will to God's. Y'all heard me say this, that Proverbs 16:9 talks about, my favorite passage, it talks about that man can plan his ways, but it's the Lord that determines his steps. You and I can plan our ways to death. You and I can plan the next few weeks, next few days, next few months, but it's God's going to determine our steps. But when we plan, we should not cry, we should not grumble when our plans get changed by God. When our plans don't go according to our plan. That's what we need to remember. Our plan. Whoa, our plan. Yes, we have plans. We have ideas. But that means, is, do our plans reflect God's will? That's what we're pushing at. Sometimes, I will admit, my plans do not include God. My plans include me, myself, and I. And that's a challenge that I've been working on, trying to get more focus on God and less about me, myself, and I. And so if we choose to submit our will to God's, we're going to grow spiritually. Jesus emphasized to Nicodemus that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And if we keep our focus, if we keep our thoughts and eyes as we're growing, as we submit our plans, our will to God, we're going to grow spiritually. We're going to be transformed. A lot of folks are looking forward to January 2023. And that's where we need to cover this in prayer. We need to give our concerns, our thoughts to God. But it starts with submitting our will to God, submitting our choices to God, submitting our plans to God. And we're going to grow spiritually. And we'll see the transformation along the way. And again, I know New Year's resolutions get bad raps because everything starts strong in January and February, and then things dwindle down to March. And And that's where, you know, resolutions get a bad rap, but resolutions can be good because resolution means that we are looking to change. We are looking to make new. And some of us are focused on transformation. Some of us like to see results of transformation. And let me tell you, transformation is not attained by trying harder to live a better life. We all can do that. We all can say, I'm going to try harder to live a better life. I'm going to try to do better in 2023. Transformation is a result of staying focused. Transformation is a result on submitting our will to God, allowing the Holy Spirit to take place in our life, allowing the Holy Spirit to clean our life, to dwell in our life, allowing the Holy Spirit to do His thing. That's when we can see the results of transformation. Many of us can say, we're going to do better. We're going to do better. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And the thing is, we can stumble and fall. We can fall short. We could do better, but then we lose focus. We stumble. But we need to submit our plans, our wills to God. We need to give it to Him. And so the challenge is this. When we make plans, when we make goals, when we make prayer requests and petitions, are we submitting fully to God? That's our challenge this year. I encourage you to go back and check out and listen. Look up the song it's available online, and that song is that I played earlier here in the podcast. And that song is Lincoln Brewster, Made New. Made New. All of us desire to be new, to be different, to be positive, to reflect positivity, to just be new, to be different, to be transformed. But we need to submit our plan, our will to God. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit in our life. Let Him make changes in our life. Let Him dwell. Let Him take control. And we need to give control. And so as we think about the new year, as we think about 2023, let us look to Him. Let us stay on track. And let us remember that God is in control. And let us cover those challenges that we have in prayer. Let us dig into the Word this year, boldly than before. My name is Mr. Blake. Thank you for joining me on Discipleship 24/7 podcast. Happy New Year. Also, check out Discipleship blog at wordpress.com. And stay connected with us through our social media, Facebook, Discipleship 24/7, where you can be encouraged with scripture, be encouraged with updates that we have from all of our online media. And may we just cover this in prayer. Cover this with prayer. And in fact, you can join us at discipleship prayer that happens on Sundays. Discipleship prayer is covering five general key points in prayer. And it's the goal to help us get into the habit of prayer, to get us focused in prayer. And it helps us to really lift everything up in prayer. And it is encouraging to spend time in prayer. Spend alone time with God in prayer and alone time with God in the Word. Thank you for listening to Discipleship 24/7 Podcast. Have a blessed day, blessed week, and may we just submit everything that we do to God. Our plans, our goals, our resolution, our ideas of change to God this year. Goodbye 2022. Hello 2023. Amen.